Welcome back, everybody. I dropped in. I looked over Jane's shoulder at your group, and I've dropped into the other three groups. And I really enjoyed hearing and taking part in some of those conversations. This is the part of the evening where we have the opportunity to share back what we have come up with. So if I pick a group at random, let's say number three, and if we could have somebody from group number three on mute and particularly share with us your responses to the discussion questions, although you might want to share anything that's particularly significant from the first three, but it's mostly the second three that you'd like to share with us, because I know the different groups have come up with different things, so it'd be good for us all to hear.
Which is group number three?
It's you.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Well. Okay. When the first questions people commented on, the fact it's good when you get challenged by Protestants about the Bible to know that monks wrote it, and copied it, and someone else thought that the concept of typology wasn't new to them, but they found it very interesting. Also talked about the fact that we are very privileged to be able to read the Bible, because in the Middle Ages people could only listen and take it into their hearts, but not mostly couldn't read it. And the Bibles were very rare and expensive works of art, not common items. And although they had no photocopiers, they got them out to as many people as possible, copying them, copying them, copying them. And then talking about experiences of reading the Bible, or was it the question about, do we read the Bible? One group member had compared the Easter accounts, and found it very interesting how sometimes apparent discrepancies suddenly matched up. Something would suddenly explain them. Someone else commented on the solace of reading the Psalms, and someone else had been gaining a lot from the Magnificat and the Word on Fire Bible. And someone else said that when they opened the Bible, they found it was usually what they needed to read. They tended to open it at random, and it would usually be something that addressed something in their life. And then later questions. We all sort of agreed we admired other denominations who tended to quote very easily and readily from the Bible. But we all agreed it was extremely hard to learn bits, but that it's very helpful to have it at your fingertips, especially in a crisis. And one group member said she was very glad to know the rosary, for example, when she got put in a jail cell by Mugabe's police, after being in the wrong place at the wrong time. She was very glad she knew the rosary, and it would have been equally good or even better if she'd known Bible verses. And then we discussed Bible translations, as well, like different ones. Jump in if I've forgotten anything.
Thank you. It's a wide-ranging conversation, which is good. And we'll find a different one now. Shall we go to John's group and hear what somebody from John's group can share?
Okay, so I'm going to be presenting from that group.
Thank you.
So I'm Gianni. I know I'm in Hugo's. Hugo is the name, but Hugo's my dad, and he's my mother as well, officially.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything in this lesson that you never heard before, how it impacts your idea of the Bible. So typologies creates better connection between the Old and the New Testament. So this is something that people are agreeing with. God reveals things, and it helps us build trust in the Bible as well, in a way. It helps us see connections, helps us understand the Bible, not only trust the Bible, but also understand it better. And also, actually, just kind of this word in typology, most of us, like all of us, didn't really know this word before. So it helps us, like understanding the meaning actually helps us to look for more typologies as we read through the Bible and the Old Testament and the New Testament, which actually helps us to create, to understand it better in a way as well. There was someone that said also being here today is a great thing. It's like we are lucky to be here today because we can read the Bible, you know, in a point where we can understand it looking backwards. So we can see the Old Testament and the New Testament and how they work together, as opposed to if we were living during the times of the Old Testament, then we would need a lot more faith, for example, to be able to make sense of what was happening at the time. So that's that for the first one. So the second one, special experience during a reading of the Bible or a passage. Someone said that reading different books in parallel actually did not always help. So the Old Testament and the New Testament in parallel, if you're not looking for something like a typology, for example, then it's difficult to remember this or difficult to make sense and to keep progressing in a way. If you start reading the Bible without expecting anything, then you will always get something from it. This was someone also saying that if you are looking for, if you just read the Bible hoping to get a value from it, then you will always get a value from it, even if you read a little bit. Someone said also under stress and in busy times, you just pick out a small verse, like from St. Paul, just a line or a little thing, and it gives a lot of peace and rest to the day, because it just kind of cools you down and slows you down. And it's like a psychotherapy for the mind in a way, like a refuge. And then finally, how it affects our daily life. So some words that people refer to, such as humble hearts, create for me, O Lord, and a steadfast spirit. So it's not just being humble, but also keep going in a way. Prayer helps a lot. Prayer helps to for themselves, for a personal thing, but also to create relationships as well. So in case of prayer, building relationships with the wife or with the girlfriend. And also there was a case of a positive thinking coach, which actually is a best-selling author, and actually uses a lot of God's messages to inspire people and to transform their mentality, like their way of thinking, using positive words and positive ways of communication, like if God is with us, then who can be against us? And if someone kept repeating these words in their minds, then they will always be just kind of positive, or like grow a positive mindset in a way. So that's kind of it. If I forgot anything, just feel free to add. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, it's kind of print things on your T-shirt, remind you about them, doesn't it? Things, you know, get badges and stuff. Could we please hear from Chris's group now, please?
Okay. In terms of learning something new, I think one or two people said that there were some new words that came up, like typology, and a couple of others that we decided were too difficult to pronounce. One person said that the listening to the talk tonight, they actually not only realized that they were part of the journey, but they felt part of the journey, which was quite moving. Mm-hmm. thinking about Bible and the readings, one of our members was saying that they were doing daily reflections, which were quite useful. Another had done a course at Prinish to actually read the Bible from cover to cover, which was powerful. And they remembered that there was a passage of talking about crossroads that had a lot of meaning at the time. And of course, more recently, last week, we were looking at the Road to Emmaus, which I think for a lot of us is a very powerful reading. We also commented on the value of Lectio Divina and just looking at small pieces, a verse or two of the Bibles and concentrating on that and seeing what God's telling us through that. And we found that quite powerful. And then in terms of trying to remember verses, I think we all agreed that we found it difficult to remember Bible verses. But in fact, hymns, and often hymns have within them passages from the Bible. We find hymns much easier to remember, along with prayers and so on. I don't know, is there anything that I've left out people want to add?
Thank you for that feedback, Chris. While people have been talking, Johannes asked, can we have some notes? I will produce some notes and I'll put them on the web page so that, Jane, the group meeting with Jane, we haven't heard from, and we have just a few minutes, not many.
Right, I will be quite quick. Okay, so the idea of us being part of the journey of salvation was quite important, and the way that the Old Testament linked up to the New Testament, and somebody really liked the way that St. Augustine put it. It just made it so feel so complete and so whole. We thought of scripture as a gift from God, written so that we can understand it. And we talked about the priest breaking open the word of God so that we can understand them and we can share them with each other and through each other. So thinking about reading the scripture, we thought that quite a few people, some of the people do read at Mass and will prepare or read before they go to Mass. So they will prepare the reading in advance of going to Mass. So that when the word's broken out, open for them, they've already thought about it and reflected on it, and that's quite helpful. Other people do different Bible studies and reading programs. Some of which are quite difficult and challenging, and one person is trying to read the whole of the Bible right the way through, and that is quite challenging and hard work. But she is persevering, which is excellent. We recognise the Holy Spirit brings the one. We need an explanation. We need a breaking open of it so that it can actually penetrate from the head to the heart, I suppose. And we also talked quite a bit about the Psalm 119 passage and how God is there as a loving parent, enabling us to grow and go forward, but still being there for us and supporting us and being, so when we do sins or whatever, that he is there to support us and to pick up pieces and to enable us to carry forward. I'm sorry, that felt a bit rambly. Anybody in my group would like to add anything to that?
Okay, thank you. Thank you to John, Jane, Chris and Karina for facilitating those discussions and for whoever it was in Hugo's family who fed back, and Jane, Chris and John and Karina for the feedback. For next time, There will be a little bit of reading, another couple of bits from the Catechism, and a section of De Verbum suggested for you to read. I'll put links, like I did last week, on the parish website. I'll add some notes about the conversation we've just had to share. But I just want to read, it's just a little thing to remember during the week ahead, which is from 2 Timothy. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. Okay. In a few minutes, we might have one or two parishioners joining us, although they may already be here. We meet every evening at 9 o'clock to say the night prayer of the church, and we'll be starting that at 9 o'clock. So if you want to stay and say the night prayer with us, you'll be very welcome. There's no requirement for you to do so at all. And what we do for that is we share the words on your screen, and we alternate male and female voices in the Psalms. And we'll be starting that in a couple of minutes. I would like to say thank you all very much for joining us tonight. It's been a privilege to join in your conversations and to hear you and your many varied experiences that you've been sharing tonight.